For Reasons Wretched and Divine. Written by Black Cat. With
Flower Parish as Aura Singh.
And K-Burb as Shmi. This is a Star Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It is tagged with alternate universe canon divergence, romance, hurt slash comfort, and implied slash referenced abuse.
So tired trying to see from behind the red in my eyes. No better version of me I could pretend to be tonight. So deep in the swill with the most familiar swine. For reasons wretched and divine.
The weight of eyes on her is familiar, but Aura has never cared about it before. It's just now, here, in the quiet, that she feels like she wants to claw her way out of her own skin to get away from it. "Staring isn't going to win you any prizes, you know," she says waspishly, and doesn't look up from the repairs she's making to her blaster. Across the table, wrapped up in Aura's thickest blanket, with those long, deft fingers that first caught Aura's attention wrapped around Aura's favorite mug, the proof of her mad impulse smiles just a little.
"I was only admiring," she says quietly.
Aura snorts, derisive, to hide the way her skin prickles. "My skill with a blaster? I thought I proved it already when I put a hole through that bastard owner of yours." Shmi is silent for a moment, and the draw to look up at her is almost overwhelming. A vivid, impossible presence in the Force that Aura has never encountered before, like a star burning just beneath human skin. When she'd walked into the junk shop on Tatooine, she'd thought for a moment that she was hallucinating. Aura's sense of the Force is a broken, decayed thing, because any use of it makes her think of Dark Woman, makes her think of pirates and a grimy dark hold and men's laughter, but Shmi is the first beautiful thing she's felt in the Force in so many years, it makes Aura's bones ache.
"I'm glad that Watto won't harm anyone else,"
Shmi says after a moment.
"But that isn't what I meant. I thought I would die on Tatooine and never see the stars like this again."
She probably would have if Aura's favorite blaster hadn't jammed in a way she couldn't fix. If she hadn't taken one step through Watto's door and laid eyes on Shmi, a small woman with worn features and a universe behind her eyes. Aura's skin crawls, and she looks away, some fragmented sense of weight pressing just beyond her body, like someone else's will. Like the Force, maybe, but for the first time in decades, Aura listened to it when she saw Watto snarl at Shmi and knew she had to do something. "This isn't charity," she says, the words harsh in her throat. "I'm expecting you to keep my weapons in working order. I don't have time to do it myself." Shmi's gaze drops to the blaster Aura is currently working on, and she smiles. Aura tenses, cursing herself for those stupid words. Leaning forward, Shmi lays one small, hot hand over Aura's colder one, squeezes gently.
"Thank you, Aura,"
she says, soft.
"I didn't expect anyone to ever come to save me."
Aura closes her eyes, breathes out. Something about touching Shmi feels like the very first time she used the Force as a child, a bright wonder that resonates through every inch of her. And it aches. It aches, and she almost wants to pull away, but she can't. She doesn't want to stop touching Shmi. If she could, she would crawl into Shmi's arms, bury herself against her, stay there forever. Shmi just feels good, feels kind. Aura has forgotten over the years what kindness feels like. Or maybe she made herself forget. "Come on," she says, gruff, and rises to her feet, using her grip on Shmi's hand to pull her up as well. "There's a spot in the gunner's turret. I use it to watch the stars sometimes. The view's better up there." Shmi smiles, pushing up, and even when Aura leads the way towards the ladder, loosens her grip, Shmi doesn't let go.
The end.
She blows out of nowhere, only candle of the wild, laughing away through my feeble disguise. No other version of me I would rather be tonight.